Here we are, day three at the Tequila Volteo Muser's Ticket Compound, brought to us by Hegwood Property Tax Consultants and Reliant Air Conditioning. We have Gen X Davey and Bob Sturm awake this morning joining us.
Hello.
Hello, fellas.
Hi, guys.
Hey, dear Great to Bob. Be with you.
Go, Dave.
Did you all sleep well?
Spurts.
Bob and I made it to the late night ticket, the deep night ticket portion of the evening. We were here just after midnight.
Barely.
Davey, how long did you go?
Once again, I made it to 2.
Okay.
Nice.
And then all of us peeled off except for Donnie, and I don't know how late Donnie went. I think he went till 3.
We were told 4. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Legend.
He was spinning tunes till 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yesterday, we couldn't do a wake-up call at 8:40 because everybody was awake, but I'm guessing Donnie will be asleep.
If you had to guess, that would be a safe bet.
Anybody seen Corby or...
I have not.
Anybody else?
I expected to be one of the last up today, but here we are.
Everybody have a good day yesterday here at the compound?
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Did you participate in outdoor activities and wildlife fun?
Are we allowed to say that I went on a watercraft that may have been piloted by one of our hosts here?
Yeah,
sure. Huh.
Yeah,
interesting. All right, let's go around the
trailer
horn.
My boat up.
Hold on a second. Let's go around the horn.
We're not going around the horn.
We don't need to do that.
Yeah. What'd you think, Davey?
How'd you get a boat deep in the woods? It was tough.
Yeah.
I have four-wheel drive.
Narrow switchbacks you had to get that trailer through.
So I was able to get the trailer through. And
are you keeping it in your tent?
No.
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 No, there's a dock. There's a dock nearby.
Yeah, so that was fun. But that was really the only outdoor activity I had yesterday. But today, I do plan on doing the little hiking trail out here. And then I definitely want to get into that swimming hole over there.
Bob, you did the hiking.
You're going to swim
trail.
In that lake?
I did.
No, the swimming hole down there.
I forgot our it was a campsite.
Cement
a swimming
pond.
Pool.
Swimming hole.
Yeah, Corby built the swimming pool.
Multiple.
Corby built the restaurant, the swimming pool, and the bar.
Oh, good. He was busy.
All the first day we were here. How was your hike?
It was lovely. I don't know totally where I was headed because there's some forks in the road. You better have a bit of a game plan.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly shaded along the way, and it looks like you could go anywhere between nothing and like 15 miles. Looks like the trail goes forever. So, you know, I went 2 each direction. I thought that was plenty for
me. That's good.
Yeah.
Any snakes?
I didn't really see just a whole lot snakey out here.
Is it?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I know, and I'm surprised I didn't see anything yesterday. I was looking for snakes everywhere.
Gordo brought his motorcycle. I brought my bicycle. I went for a ride yesterday on some of these country roads around here. The only wildlife I saw was a giant deer that darted out, almost hit me, slammed on the brakes, took a hard right, and went back up the hill. It was pretty wild.
Dang.
But other than...
Did he give you a dirty look?
No, not really. Other than dead hogs and some other roadkill, that's the only wildlife I've seen. I haven't seen anything really epic, like a bear or a Bigfoot.
And haven't smelled any skunks out here.
No?
I was tracking Comanches, but I came up empty yesterday.
Did you find any arrowheads?
What?
Well, why are you tracking them?
Well, just
why not make friends with them?
Keeping
That's
track.
What he was trying to do.
Just sorting through options.
What?
What is the
cataloging them like animals?
What is the greatest run-in with wildlife you guys have ever had? Because I ran into a bear.
Wow.
Yeah.
A big old bear.
A big old bear. I've told this story a time or two over the years, but I was in Colorado. I was riding my bicycle up Independence Pass, and I saw something on the side of the road coming up onto the road, and I thought at first it was a dog, and it was a bear. It was a big old bear, and I was probably from here to that post over there, you know, not far. a little further maybe. And I stop, and I immediately turn my bike around and pointed it downhill in case the bear charged me. And the bear stopped, looked at me, got up on its hind legs, mm-hmm. stared at me for a little bit, then got back down and walked off the road on the other side and went into the woods.
Did it lumber?
Yeah, it kind of lumbered.
Why are bears the only creature that lumbers?
They're just so darn big.
But being that close, you know, I don't know what I was, 30 yards, something like that?
That's pretty cool.
From a big old bear.
It closed that distance in 2 seconds.
Yeah, I wondered that if he had started to charge me, even after I pointed my bike downhill, if I had started pedaling, would he have caught me anyway? It would have been close.
If he had his bike.
Yeah. And then I sat there.
He would
and
have
I,
such he twitch had a, wheel.
He had big old leaned up against a tree. Oh,
I waited for a car to come by before I kept riding to scare the bear away. So can anybody top that?
No. The only one that no one believes me, but 15 years later I have been validated that almost
You've
ran
not in, been validated.
Yes, I have. Almost ran into a mountain lion.
But you were in a car.
Yeah, I wasn't.
I'm
like,
talking about, have you guys ever been outside on foot, on a bike, something open mm-hmm. where you have had an encounter?
Bobcat is the scariest thing.
Bobcat and rattlesnakes, that's the only thing.
Yeah.
The only bear for me was Richard Dent at one Super Bowl.
Oh, God.
What was your rattlesnake encounter like?
That was when I was camping. It was Airstream camping, and I was leaving the campground in my truck. It was in the truck, and then right on the roadway, I noticed this snake, and I wanted to go see what kind of snake it was. So, of course, you got to get out and go get close to it. And I got it close to it and saw that triangular head and saw the rattle on the back of it.
Wow.
Looked at its pattern, and it was a... It was clearly a rattlesnake.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Got pictures of it and everything. But wasn't sure at first, and so I'm going up there all cavalierly taking pictures of it, and I was, you know, 6 feet from this thing.
It could have killed you.
Is it true they'll only strike you if you step on them or really disturb them? Like, you can kind of get close, and as long as you're not doing
but
anything.
But I warned it. I told it that if it struck me down, that I should become more powerful than...
Wow.
Than I could possibly imagine. So
that if it bit you, its blood would be so full of whipped cream that it wouldn't survive?
Yeah. Yeah, they're snakes can't take that much sugar.
No. All right, so we'll see what kind of wildlife we encounter today.